General Aviation Fights Back, Part 2, A Perspective from America's Aviation Capital. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Yesterday, we started a three-part series of comments from members of the Alliance for Aviation Across America, which has, of necessity, shifted its focus from the fight against user fees, which prompted its formation, to the fight against the growing negative stereotypes of general aviation. Today, in our second of three excerpts from Tuesday's media teleconference, three more opinions, starting with one from Carl Brewer, mayor of Wichita, Kansas.
One of the things that we have here in the city of Wichita is that, quite naturally, you know, we're known as the air capital of the world, and that's primarily because we have the aviation industry, the air manufacturers that are here, such as the Cessnas, the Hawker Beechcraft, Bombardier, Airbus, Boeing, Spirit AeroSystems. So we pretty much have them all here. But when we start looking at transportation, we clearly understand the importance of transportation. Transportation is just part of doing business, no matter where you are, throughout the entire world. And as you've heard from the business aspects of it, you know, in business 101, they teach you that time is money. So they need to commute as quickly as possible, just as individuals that would have been moving across the country in their cars are doing various different things. But just here, just kind of give you an example of some of the things, the impact that the aviation industry has here in the city of Wichita and also in the state of Kansas. Just in Kansas alone, the aviation industry provide approximately 32,000 jobs. So with things that are going on in Congress, that's impacting the state of Kansas, you know, dramatically. And with that 32,000 jobs, we have approximately $7.1 billion with an economic impact just in the city of Wichita in Kansas alone. So as you can see, there's a real reason why we are identified as the air capital of the world and the economic impact that's happening to us. And just in Kansas and Wichita alone, we have approximately 7,600 that are registered pilots. So in the private sector, aviation is huge here, and individuals using this to be able to conduct business or to go from city to city, as you've seen the congressman was saying earlier today. We have that same situation here where individuals have to commute back and forth across the state or from other states to Wichita for parts or just to do business. And so there's an importance there as we look at this entire thing. I think the same challenge that the Congress were talking about is the same thing that's affecting us. When you start talking and about aviation in a negative manner and the economy and citizens start responding to that, and the media starts responding to the negative information that's put out there, and individuals stop selling planes, then you end up with what you see that's happening here in the city of Wichita, where I'm setting up with approximately 15,000 people that are being laid off or don't have work because banks aren't loaning money, or individuals stop buying planes because it's not the popular thing to do. I think that's a good example, and we all know that the statistics show that for every one of those aviation jobs that's actually created, creates an additional 2.9 jobs. So if one is going up, then it's gaining 2.9 jobs, and if it's going down, it's having somewhat of an impact there. So it's a huge impact here, and that's the reason we're having the challenges here. And we're saying the exact same thing. I've said it time and time again, that we need our representatives in Washington, D.C., to give us the same emphasis that they're giving the automobile industry, to go out and to tell individuals or create an environment where individuals can purchase planes, they can get the loans, and they can do whatever is necessary and say, oh, by the way, this is having a worldwide impact on everyone's economy worldwide, and that we need to promote this type of activity, individuals going out and purchasing planes and telling them it's not bad and it's not a sin to use your aircraft to conduct business.
In a moment, comments from Representative Vernon Ehlers of Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. We're listening today to the perspectives of several prominent members of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. The Alliance includes many organizations outside the aviation industry, but which depend on it greatly. One of those is agriculture.
I'm Leroy Watson, Legislative Director of the National Grange. The National Grange is the nation's oldest general farm and rural public interest organization. Founded in 1867, today the Grange represents nearly 200,000 individual Grange members affiliated with 2,700 local and county state Grange chapters in 40 states. The National Grange was proud to be a charter organization in the formation of the Alliance for Aviation Across America, and we remain an enthusiastic supporter of the Alliance's education and advocacy efforts on behalf of rural communities. I'd also like to take a moment to thank Representative Eilers and Mayor Brewer for their leadership on the issue of general aviation, as well as their ongoing support for America's farming and rural communities. Grange members know that the freedom of mobility is vital to rural life in the United States. Transportation is the lifeblood of our nation's economy. Federal and state transportation investments promote healthy and environmentally responsible economic growth. And one of the cornerstones of that investment for economic growth has been in general aviation. For decades, community airports and general aviation has been a lifeline for small towns and communities throughout our nation. While the big passenger airlines often concentrate as much as 88% of their activity in just a few dozen major airports nationwide, rural communities are generally served by the 5,261 public-use airports that focused on serving the market needs of general aviation. These community airports and small businesses that use general aviation services are critical to our security, to our mobility during national emergencies, and to our local economies. These airports are home to more than 40% of the nation's general aviation fleet, are often the primary source of air transportation for about 19% of the U.S. population. They are often the fastest transportation option to emergency medical facilities in rural areas. They are indispensable for our forest fire fighting capacities, for our crop protection services, our rural traffic enforcement efforts, our wilderness search and rescue programs, just-in-time package delivery services, and numerous other services that are critical to maintaining a vibrant rural economy. Grange members are excited about the website and survey results that we're highlighting here today because they will demonstrate the value of statewide and nationwide networks of public-use airports that serve the needs of general aviation in our rural communities. Thank you.
Our final thought on general aviation today comes from Henry Ogrzynski, president of the National Association of State Aviation Officials.
I'd like to congratulate the Alliance for Aviation Across America on this outstanding economic survey. I think there's a great deal of work that's gone into it, and it genuinely shows how important aviation is to this nation, general aviation in particular, which accounts for a total of nearly 1.2 million jobs across the country. And general aviation is also responsible for about $150 billion in economic impact annually. I'd like to congratulate the previous speakers, Congressman Ehlers and Mayor Brewer and Mr. Watson of the Grange. You all hit on some very important points about why general aviation is important to this nation. And as Congressman Ehlers knows, for a long time we have had the Airport Improvement Program, which is funded by the traveling public, the aviation traveling public, and that funds our NIPIAS, our National Integrated Plan of Airports. This is very important. We've got a plan of airports across the nation that serves all of America's transportation needs, and they're funded annually or in a package for 3 to 5 years by this AIP program, which is very important. And EAS, the Essential Air Service, is also an important part of the package because there are so many folks in the country who do not have air service from the major commercial airlines. As you know, they serve fewer than 500 of the more than 5,000 airports in the country, and most of their service is at the 70 major hubs. That leaves thousands of communities across the country without air service, without the essential air service program which is provided by Congress. NASAO represents the men and women in state government agencies in all 50 states, Guam and Puerto Rico, who serve the public interest in aviation. And for that reason, I'd just like to cheer all the speakers on this telecon, and especially the Alliance, for putting together this great survey. It is a great public service.
In tomorrow's concluding segment of this series, Neil Ritchie, president of the League of Rural Voters, and Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business Entrepreneurship Council, offer their perspectives on the damage done to their constituents by the bashing of general aviation. Find out more about the Alliance for Aviation Across America, including a new interactive map with links to state-by-state summaries of GA's economic impact, at www.aviationacrossamerica.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.